This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado's push for electric vehicles is getting a rare boost from the Trump administration. State officials say the state has approval to spend a $56 million grant on high-speed electric vehicle chargers along highways. The federal approval unlocks an additional $12 million to help drivers take longer road trips in battery-powered cars. The Trump administration initially froze the funding, which was awarded under former President Biden, but Colorado and 13 other states sued. A judge backed them, and the money was released. When it comes to free speech and book bans, Denver's new librarian says libraries should not dictate what people read. Nicole Davies says libraries have developed policies for collecting books. Those policies also help fight any attempted book bans, which are at an all-time high nationwide. Davies says it all comes down to ensuring choice.
There may be a book on the shelf that doesn't speak to you. You move on and find something else. There may be a program that isn't speaking to you. You choose not to go to it.
More than 4,000 book titles were challenged in 2023 nationwide, according to the American Library Association's Office for Intellectual Freedom. Parts of western Colorado could see as much as 3 inches of rain this weekend. National Weather Service meteorologist Chris Sanders says the storm will be wet, but not likely do much for the early snowpack.
2 to 3 inches is quite a bit. Being that it is a tropical air mass, the snow levels are really high, so it might only be like the peaks, if that, that see snow out of this.
The storm brings a risk of flooding. This is CPR News and KRCC.